أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا تتلى عليهم آياتنا بينات قالوا ما هذا إلا رجل يريد أن يصدكم عما كان يعبد آباؤكم وقالوا ما هذا إلا إفك مفترى وقال الذين كفروا للحق لما جاءهم إن هذا إلا سحر مبين وما آتيناهم من كتب يدرسونها وما أرسلنا إليهم قبلك من نذير وكذب الذين من قبلهم وما بلغوا معشار ما آتيناهم فكذبوا رسلي فكيف كان نكير صدق الله العظيم. The ayat we discussed yesterday, Allah تبارك وتعالى has spoken about the day of Qiyamah. Allah will question the Malaika with regards to the people that worship the Malaika, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also reminds us that the truth of the matter is, it is not really who they worship, but the fact is that they do worship Shaitan, in the sense that whatever they worship besides Allah is motivated by Shaitan, and they follow Shaitan and their own desires. In this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُنَا بَيِّنَاتٍ, that when our verses, our ayat, the verses of the Qur'an-i-Kareem, are recited upon them, which are very clear, قَالُوا مَا هَذَا إِلَّا رَجُلٌ, then they say about our Nabi-i-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he is not but a human being. يُرِيدُ أَن يَصُدَّكُمْ عَمَّا كَانَ يَعْبُدُ آبَاؤُكُمْ, his intention and his desire is to stop you from that which your forefathers had been worshipping. This they would say with regards to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brings the simple message of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, of Tawheed, the message of oneness of Allah Rabbul Izzat. We worship only one Allah. But then they would say that this Nabi Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has this ulterior motive that he wants to stop you from what your forefathers had been doing and worshipping. قَالُوا مَا هَذَا إِلَّا إِفْكُمْ مُفْتَرَى, with regards to the Quran, they would say that this is nothing but a fabricated lie that he, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has made. It is an allegation that he has made against Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not sent this Quran, but Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam merely attributes it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لِلْحَقِّ لَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ, and those who disbelieve, they say about the haqq, about the truth, when the truth had come to them, in hadha illa sihrum mubin, that this is manifest sorcery, manifest witchcraft. And why they said this? Because it was very clear that when a person was given hidayat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on sometimes hearing the ayats of the Quran, sometimes hearing Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, meeting with those who had brought iman, then everything else became totally immaterial. A child would leave his parents, no matter what it was, but because Allah had given him this hidayat, now his direction of life had changed. A man would leave his family because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted him that very strong hidayat. Iman became so seated and deep-rooted in their hearts that they left their family ties. They broke up their family ties if they had to. They left their businesses, they left their homes and everything. And then obviously after that, they even left Makkah Mukarramah and they went away to Medina Munawwara. So they used to say that this is the effect of nothing but jadu, nothing but witchcraft and sorcery, and hence they could not fathom that this was in actual fact Tawheed, this was in actual fact Hidayat and Iman that was granted from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. وَمَا آتَيْنَاهُمْ مِنْ كُتُبٍ يَدْرُسُونَهَا وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهِمْ قَبْلَكَ مِنْ نَذِيرٍ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we had not granted them any books, no kitabs were given. يَدْرُسُونَهَا, that they studied. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهِمْ قَبْلَكَ مِنْ نَذِيرٍ, and nor did we send any warner before you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to them. Now here there's two ways of interpreting this ayat. One way is this, that this was a nation that was unlettered, a nation that was illiterate. No kitab came to them before, no nabi came to them before. We discussed this. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam had come to Makkah Mukarrama. Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu was salam was in Makkah. But after that, there is no traces of Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam coming directly or being born in Makkah Mukarrama. And no kitab had come down to the people of Makkah that they could have known that this was the real and true Nabi of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Obviously, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the best Nabi to them, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the best kitab. That is one way of reading it, that they had no knowledge about Nubuwat. The other way is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not send any kitab to them, telling them that these idols are their gods, and swaying them away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No person came to tell them from Allah's side that these idols is God and they should be worshipped. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows, and this is the beauty of the Qur'an Kareem, that in both ways they were losers, because they themselves could have recognized Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was born in their midst. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam grew up amongst them. They had known him. They themselves called him Al-Amin, As-Sadiq. They trusted him with their wealth and their amanat, but they didn't trust him with the message of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَكَذَّبَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and says to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the truth and the reality is this, that even the people of the past, they had also received Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam. They also received this revelation from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, but they denied the Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam, the people of before. وَمَا بَلَغُوا مِعْشَارَ مَا أَتَيْنَاهُمْ فَكَذَّبُوا رُسُلِي. The truth and the reality is this, that the people of Makkah Mukarrama, they had not received one-tenth of the strength, of the age, and all the ni'mat that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given to the people of the past. وَمَا أَتَيْنَاهُمْ مَا أَتَيْنَاهُمْ. That whatever we had given them, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given much, much more to the people of the past. فَكَذَّبُوا رُسُلِي. But they also had denied the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam. فَكَيْفَ كَانَ نَكِيرٌ. Then Allah says, and how was the denial of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they denied Allah and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them respite, gave them chance, sent Nabi after Nabi, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed them, even if they had 10 times more than the people of Makkah by way of physical strength, by way of financial strength. Allah had given them abundance, but yet Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had destroyed them. Then where are the people of Makkah boasting about their strength, their financial resources, etc.? It is absolutely nothing in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.